Now let's talk about the people left behind in Syria who face not only Russian bombs but also Russian cruise missiles. The missiles, Russia says, were launched from ships in the Caspian Sea, 1,000 miles from their Syrian targets. They landed in areas controlled by rebels who want a country free from the rule of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. NPR's Allison Mews spoke with people now living beneath Russian fire.
Abdulrahman al-Yahya is an archaeologist in Syria's rebel-held province of Idlib. Despite the war, he's determined to stay there with his family, including his little girl who sits on his lap while we Skype. She pipes up while he's talking to say hello. Al-Yahya says that in his area, they formed their own local government with courts and organized departments. But as Russian bombing got worse this week, the schools closed and the kids are home. Little Mariam can already tell the difference between the regime planes and the new Russian aircraft. Her father asks the five-year-old, "What do we do when the planes come?" She says they run into caves near their house. Up till a week ago, al-Yahya thought the Assad regime was on its last legs, that it wasn't strong enough to go on the offensive anymore. But now, with Russian air support, regime forces have been launching ground attacks into rebel-held areas in the neighboring province. He says there's a new wave of displacement from residential areas that have been hit. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says that more than 50 civilians have been killed in the Russian strikes over the past week. Russia says they're targeting ISIS, but according to the U.S. State Department, more than 90% of Russian strikes have not been against ISIS or al-Qaeda, but against, quote, groups that want a better future for Syria. Captain Mustafa Ma'arati says his unit of the Free Syrian Army, which gets U.S. backing, was one of them. His unit says that a Russian Ministry of Defense video released last week that claimed to show an ISIS base was actually its base. He says Syrian warplanes normally come alone or in pairs, but the Russian planes come in squadrons of up to four at a time, and their bombardments are more powerful. Musna al-Jundi runs a women's education center in rebel-held northern Syria. She says that when Russian planes bombed a village about 10 miles away, the ground was shaking like an earthquake. She says that what residents believe are Russian drones are buzzing overhead all the time. Her women's center offers vocational training and courses in English and French. She refused to close the center this week despite intensified attacks. Al-Jundi says she doesn't want to let anyone down. Even if 10 women show up, it's something. But she says people are more afraid for the future than ever. If the regime closes in, everyone, even she, is on the terrorist list. Allison Mews, NPR News, Beirut.